Welcome to the Tea Podcast, the podcast that always takes it there. Your host for the Tea Podcast is T from the infamous TeaBlog.com. Today, T is joined on the Tea Podcast by Below the co-host, the world's greatest co-host. Listen in as T and Below entertain you through witty dialogue and comments covering everything and anything two grown men can possibly discuss in anywhere from over or under an hour. Now here is your host and co-host, T and Below.
All right, Below, we're live.
Happy April Fool's Day.
It is April 1st, 2020. Welcome to the Tea Podcast.
We're a couple of fools.
We are a couple of fools, but somebody that we're about to bring in isn't quite a fool like us. Welcome, everyone, to the Tea Podcast number 151. Below, this is...
Yes.
A first, this is an epic Tea Podcast, something you and I have been talking about doing for the longest time. As the audience, the listening audience that have been tuning in, I am quarantined. Below is quarantined. I am quarantined at Melty the Fiance's house. Everyone, for the first time ever, I've had Below on the podcast more times than I could count. And I've had Melty on a few times. For the first time ever, it is myself, T, from the Tea Podcast. Below the co-host. In Melty the Fiance. Melty, say hello.
Hello, Melty.
Wait, aren't you going to do the intro?
You say hello to yourself.
Oh, hello, all you cool cats and kittens.
Below, do you know who that is? Who says that?
Yes, I watched that this past weekend.
So,
this is great. This is your first threesome on the podcast.
I knew you were going to go there. I knew we were going to go to the threesome thing. This is
can you please get rid of your background, because she's fading in and out like a ghost.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're all drinking. Melty and I are almost through a bottle of wine after dinner. We decided to jump on the podcast. Below, no, now you know what it's like for me. All those times you come back from a bar or a fucking sushi endeavor, 4 or 5 Tito's or sodas in, and I had to reel you in. But Below has poured himself. Is that all vodka, or is that vodka water?
Yeah, it's all vodka. It's Tito's and Deep Eddy Lemon.
You have that?
No.
Melty.
You're sad doing that type of stuff. And you, what? Say it again.
I love a good Tito's and soda, but I've never had the Deep
Eddy. I love Tito's and soda. It's like in my veins. But you do it with Deep Eddy Lemon. It's just like having Tito's with lemon soda water, but just a little more vodka.
Try that.
You won't even taste the difference.
So. Melty and myself, like I said, are drinking a bottle of wine. We have a bottle of Pinot Noir. And Below has a nice, big, stiff glass of vodka, as he just said. So this is going to combine a lot of themes we had on the Tea Podcast. Below and I talked last time while doing a virtual drink, a virtual toast. Everybody and their mother seems to be fucking doing this right now as they work from home. Melty, you've been a part of these virtual toasts, right, with the quarantine?
Yes, I have.
And Below has been talking about doing this for the longest time. So... I've been doing
them for a long time.
Yeah, just not with us on the podcast. So I brought together the three of us, the world's greatest co-host, the world's greatest podcaster, the world's greatest fiance. And we also have alcohol. We talk about drinking, so we're drinking. And Below just alluded to my background. My background is Below logged in to start this conversation to get the podcast going. For some reason, I started playing around with virtual backgrounds for the first time because I was on a Zoom call with my family. Shout out to Zoom, because Zoom is a big thing now, even though Below and I have been on Zoom for a few months now, because Below convinced me to get off of Skype. Melty convinced me to get off of Skype, so we've been in Zoom. I put a background for a couple things that all you listening audience hopefully know by now. There is a giant black guy, a former porn star that some people, rumors out there saying, has died. With him on the edge of the bed, he's become a popular meme, and it's okay for Melty, because I've sent this to her several times. She sent it to her friends. With his giant bichadella, that's what we call it in Italian, hanging out at the end of the bed. And he's also got his arm around a tiger, because those two memes right now are two of the hottest things going. The Tiger King from Netflix, that docuseries, and the giant black guy are now my background that I surprise people with.
It's pretty good if you guys weren't fading in and out. I think it would be pretty good. It's pretty funny. It's a nice background.
It's tough to keep us both off camera, and I'll turn it off in a second. But also, the giant porn star guy also has a mask on, because we're throwing the coronavirus as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, normally you're getting me, Melty, B-Lo, us drinking, talking about the Tiger King. We got the hottest meme going. We're throwing the coronavirus. We're fucking quarantined. We're bringing something to all of you that are trying to make something very special. This is a very special tea podcast. So before we get into
the tea out of my eye.
Before we get into that could be because of the coronavirus. B-Lo is getting better, so he probably doesn't have corona. Either that or he's on his, what is it, 10 to 14?
I've been sick for like 12 years. What are you talking about?
Well, that's how long it takes to get out of your system. So this is a very special tea podcast where we're bringing all this together. And before we get into the Tiger King and being quarantined and all that shit, B-Lo, you've been asking for this for the longest time. Melty is now next to me. The two of you passive-aggressively threw me in the podcast, and you've only met once in person. There it is. The two of you together. You can say whatever the hell you want. Let her
rip. No, I want to interview her alone.
That's
not without you present. That way we can talk about you and your little quirks, little quirks. Melty got it. She laughed and fell off the chair.
Please say that I have big quirks.
No, she's good. She's good. So that's what I want to do is I want to interview her without you present. And then she can ask me questions about you.
But you guys can do it right now. You guys both know I'm an open book.
No, because you're taking over. Look at you. You're trying to like take her. You're pushing her off the edge of the couch.
She's pushing herself off. I'm barely even touching her.
You did push me at the beginning. You were like, oh,
you're my shot.
So
I'm the star of this podcast.
So, yes. Well, I first want to say that my gym finally closed. One of them. Or the last of the gyms. So I took a couple days off from the gym. And
you
I
shouldn't have been
together.
Going this entire time. You were fucking dying. You know how many people you just infected at that gym? Just so you know. We're going to see a fucking, whatever your gym's name is, let's call it fucking Joe's Gym. It's going to be on the news in B-Lo land. And we're all going to know it shut down because of you.
No, well, they shut down everything. This whole country shut down.
Well, that much we know.
I ended up making a little workout area, and I actually even went out and I ran outside today. You know, it was 3 degrees outside, but hey.
What did you do when you saw people coming your way? Did you do that little corona dance where you had to debate which one's going to cross the street? How did that work out for you? Anytime you saw somebody coming?
No, it was actually pretty. I didn't pass anybody. It was pretty empty. I mean, I did go to the supermarket this morning because I bought cream. No. You know what? It's kind of depressing. I went out for ice cream the other night. I went to the ice cream stand. I love ice cream.
The power?
No, I went to the ice cream stand. Yes, I went by myself. It's not a parlor. Parlor's like when you go into
You're a grown man going to get ice cream by yourself and you didn't get arrested?
No. Listen, we're in this world of social distancing. You're supposed to do everything by yourself. You guys right now are violating the social distance rule.
Oh, there's couples and families social distancing together. It's like just.
But I think it's kind of like a bad dream, or it's kind of surreal. I'm just waiting for this to wake up. Waiting for all of us to wake up because I feel like I'm in the Truman Show or something. Because you went to the ice cream stand and everybody's standing so far apart, nobody was talking. Like it's like this whole social distancing thing. Not only did it like separate everybody, which is okay. I told somebody, I said I like it anyway because I don't want anybody touching me coming near me. So I actually like it. I have my little bubble around. But it's like everyone's standing in line, and you're usually hearing like sounds and talking and this and that. Everybody was dead silent.
Let me ask you
this. And it's like everywhere you go.
Did the ice cream stand have the lines crossing off like the supermarkets with the 6 feet and whatnot?
No. They did not have the lines. Well, the other day they did not. But I went to the supermarket yesterday morning for grocery shopping because I go a couple of days a week. I just get fresh food, and when it's fruits and vegetables and food. But they had like lines. And then they actually had like big plastic like cages around the cashiers. I was talking to the cashier. Yep. And you see the same ones every morning when I go.
So I call them pee gods, like in the bathroom. They're like pee gods when we go up to the urinals.
They're just like, it was great. We were talking. She's like, I feel like I'm in prison. I mean, yes. I mean, everyone's thankful that they have a job. Everyone's thankful that they're looking out for them being safe. I'm not going to like make a joke about it, but it's like you're working with somebody and like I was talking. I'm like, oh, so how are you doing? She's like trying to poke around to talk to me. It's like when you go to the gas stations, and they have like the bulletproof glass or the bullet resistant glass up, and you have to slide the money underneath the little tray. That's what it's like. It's like you go to the supermarket, you feel like you're at the 7-Eleven in the not so good area of town at 11 o'clock at night.
Cash to them or using credit cards? What's your process
there? No, I use Apple Pay. But they had that stuff set up. I Apple Pay for everything. I don't touch anything.
Yeah, they just wipe your phone. That's a good idea doing that too. Just not touch anything.
And then I went to Target. Yeah, no, it's kind of funny because you see everybody. Like, I went to the supermarket this morning, and I was watching all the people. And I go early in the morning, and everybody's wearing masks, which is fine. Whatever makes you happy. But the way people are wearing masks is, like, comical.
Yeah.
Right? I understand why they want to do it. And I can see so many things in this. It's, like, there's so many flaws with what people are doing. But I guess it's just good for, like, the mindset. They're wearing these masks. I saw somebody wearing a mask just over their mouth with their nose exposed. I'm like, okay, what's your nose blocked? You can't breathe through your nose? Maybe. And you see some people.
Do all that shit, put it on their heads.
You know, you see some, I saw somebody walking so fast they must have got out of breath because then they pulled the mask down. I'm like, what, you just violated your whole little world. And then someone, the other person had the mask so tight, it was pressed against their lips that the rest of the mask was like pulled forward. It was great. And it's just, it's comical. And then you see people with the gloves on. Right, mm-hmm. You see all kinds of gloves, right? You see plastic gloves, leather gloves, you know, like working in the yard gloves. Like
you, gloves, the gloves you clean.
But out. Then you see someone with plastic gloves. They're sitting there like with the gloves, they're touching everything, and then they're playing on their phone, going in their wallet, doing all this other stuff. And I'm like, I hope you're going to sanitize everything you just touched because you just defeated the entire purpose.
We went food shopping on Saturday, and we watched the woman in the car before we went inside to brace ourselves that we were about to do. She had the gloves on. She had glasses on her face, so. She's putting the stuff in the car where her husband, we're assuming, and there's the two of them. And then as she's doing that, the husband's still loading the back of the car, and she touches her glasses and takes them off, scratches her face, pulls out her phone. It's like that, just whatever you got on that shit in the store, got on your gloves, got on your glasses, now got on your face, and also got on your phone. It's like they're not, you're right, people aren't properly using any of this shit. The piece of
no, I mean, it's good for their, like, mental state. But again, it's the whole, like, touching your face thing and everything. It's like, I've always shied away from touching my face. And I've always carried, you know me, I've always had stuff to sanitize my hands or sanitize everything after I'm touching.
Like milk.
And it's just like, yeah, see? Welcome to the club, the sanitation club. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have to hoard any wipes because I have plenty of Clorox wipes here. I have, like, 9 bins of them that I always would buy anyway. I never would. I mean, I would hoard them long before this invisible enemy.
Words of
last week was the Chinese virus. This week is the invisible enemy.
The Chinese flu, and now it's the invisible enemy.
The Chinese virus. Chinese virus.
How are you doing with toilet paper?
I have wipes, man. I get like 12 packs of baby wipes and a couple rolls of toilet paper.
You're the one person in the country, if anyone's been following Tea Podcast. Since Bilo has joined, he does not use toilet paper. Bilo's always used wipes anyway, so he's not like the rest of us going to have a toilet paper problem because he uses wipes.
No, but again, what is wrong with being clean?
Nothing. It's just that you are going against the norm, and I'm hoping some people listening to the Tea Podcast, since you know you and I talked about that, you know, probably about 8-9 months ago, have gone on and they will not be running out of toilet paper like the rest of us because they moved on to wipes. I should have listened to you, and therefore I would have been using wipes and not looking for toilet paper like the rest of America.
People are looking for wipes now because there isn't any toilet paper.
No, not at all.
But I did go to – when I went to the store yesterday morning, I will say it felt like civilization again because they were fully stocked, what I would consider fully stocked with food. And they probably had about 50 to 70% of their paper products in.
We had
so
no
–
at all.
I think they're starting to catch up to it. But it's even like we spoke last week, I cannot understand what the fascination is with toilet paper.
Melty, you've been pretty quiet on this. What are your thoughts?
I know. I was just about to say, you're really quiet. Like, this is like
shopping, being quarantined.
This is your debut. This is your first podcast threesome. And you're just being quiet. You're supposed to be loud, make some noise, like, let us hear you. Are you in shock? Yeah. Are you shy?
No, I'm embarrassed. Not shy at all.
Have you not listened to any with
her? And you think she's going to replace me? She doesn't even talk.
Oh, she can talk.
Okay, Bilo. Okay. Let's start talking, shall we? What do I think about the toilet paper thing? I think it's insane. I think no one's going to get any toilet paper for a long time because I don't know what country you're from, Bilo.
Bilo land.
In this country, there is no toilet paper anywhere. And you can't find it. You can't order it to be shipped to your home.
I found a website today that I sent to Melty.
The hillbillies use leaves, by the way, and corn husks.
What happens?
That's why we have plenty of toilet paper.
They're done sleeping with their cousins up there. They go wipe their asses with the leaves in the woods. But I sent Melty a link today, and it was, she's like, did you even look at this? And I'm like, what? I go, I found us a website that has toilet paper. She goes, it's all in Chinese. I go, why? I guess I should have read it through.
It was literally a Chinese-Japanese website. selling toilet paper. Nothing was in English. And they were giving away free hand sanitizer with every toilet paper purchase. So I think that's...
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that's really good hand sanitizer, too.
Legit.
When will I... Like, I thought we would catch up by now. Like, everybody should have enough toilet paper.
And so we were having that conversation today. So this has been going on now. It's before the full quarantine. That's going on 3 weeks. We knew this was coming. People were ordered to start, you know, stockpiling the corner supplies. Right there, you knew it was a problem. Instead of going shopping, you were getting supplies. So all those and our president naming off all these CEOs of all these fucking companies, why didn't they go into mass production now? Now, again, it's been going on a month. Back then, if they started going, why didn't they stop producing more fucking...
The shortage is not the mass production. The shortage is the stocking of the shelves. It's the supply chain issue. They all have said that there is plenty of tissue paper and toilet paper and paper towels. The problem is they can't get it to the stores.
Yeah,
but
And what happens is people are buying, like, the stores up in this country have started limiting purchases to one. Like, you can only get, in some stores, you can get 2 dozen eggs. You can get one roll of toilet paper or one package of toilet paper, one package of tissues. It's sad, but that's what you have to do. And that's how you're going to keep the shelves stocked. And a lot of the stores have cut their hours, which allows them the opportunity to restock the shelves. So if you go early in the morning, you can get the stuff.
If there's issues getting to the stores, you could go out and hire drivers. And if you don't have the trucks or manpower, this is where these other companies should be talking to each other. Ford should be saying, you know, a lot of people right now stepping in creating ventilators. Well, Ford should be like, all right, here's 20 trucks that you could use to get the shit with your new drivers to these stores. Like, we should be able to figure this out. We're the fucking United States of America. Not us, the regular citizens, our politicians, our president, our governors, they all should be able to figure this the fuck out. And they need to stop denying that we're having a shortage and a problem, because we are. Figure this the fuck out for us. Don't tell me one thing today and another thing tomorrow. I'm
the
a regular
politicians
guy.
Politicians and governments don't do it. It's all the local businesses that handle the logistics. There's logistics companies that do it. I would just call FedEx and UPS. Those guys know how to handle logistics. Let them handle the logistics.
There you go. Get them involved to move that shit around.
And you can't have the governors, the politicians do anything. They can't even, you know.
Well, here's your time.
How to walk down the street.
Bezos. Step in. Start delivering shit. Like, here's your, you know what I mean? Like, if you want to do more than being one of the richest people in the world, why don't you come help people up? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's where these guys need to step up. And no, they're just counting their fucking money. They're watching what the stock's doing every day. Like, there's a lot of ways that people can help other people.
You know, I was thinking about this the other day. I was watching an interview with Bill Gates. I understand the whole thing, but Bill Gates was on there. It was like, oh, we should be in quarantine for 3 months and everyone should stay at home. And I was like sitting there going, if I was like the richest guy in the world, yeah, and I didn't have to worry about working, I would say, sure, stay home for a year.
Yep.
But they don't realize, like, the other people that, you know, there's a lot of people who live paycheck. I mean, this is going to really impact a lot of businesses and a lot of people. You know, some people do live paycheck to paycheck, and some people who don't live paycheck to paycheck can't go months without making money. Oh. And then a lot of businesses, like, I feel so badly for all these restaurants, because this is just going to demolish the hospitality industry.
Absolutely.
Whether it's hotels, restaurants, bars, you know, at least fortunately a lot of places where they're doing quarantines, well, every place is doing quarantine. I think 80% of the country is under what they call a quarantine. So a lot of places allowing you to actually do takeout booze, which is good. At least they can make a little money, because restaurants don't make any money on food. They get all their money from the liquor.
Did you see, I don't know how
they make small margins on the food. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they don't make any money, but most of their margins are off alcohol.
I don't know how they're doing up in Beale Land, but around here in Boston and Massachusetts, there's a lot of the businesses that obviously are putting their staff on furlough or closing down. Some of them are actually putting up like their distributors, because distributors, you know, are trying to get work. So a lot of these restaurant groups and owners are saying, hey, order directly from our distributors, because they need the business too. Since we're out of the equation right now, they're trying to get them to send out the produce and the meats and shit like that. So there's a lot of networking happening.
Well, there's one.
Yeah, I know. This is.
There's one restaurant in LA that is passing on the food that they're getting from the distributors so that you can buy it from them directly. It's almost like a CFA from the restaurant.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that would be a good thing to do is, and it's like when you go to, again, with some of the grocery stores that are out of food, you can go to some of these restaurants and buy some food. At least take a sec. I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully we get through this rather quickly. I'm waiting for the silver bullet to come out and, or the dream to end, or whatever, nightmare, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I am too.
So you mentioned to me was it, I don't know if you mentioned to me on the podcast one time we were talking, you told me to watch Tiger King.
All right, wait, hold on. Before we get into that, because this is why we're here, I want to not let the audience down. The two of you have been talking. You've been talking. Melody's here. Like, this is an opportunity. So to catch up the audience, whether you knew, listened the first time, B-Lo was a big catalyst to getting me back into the dating game. And
I never got my formal thank you, by the way.
Not from her. I thanked you, unless you want one from Melody.
I owe you.
That's what I'm saying.
I owe you nothing.
So
I delivered you this man.
Months later, I was told via this podcast that he should leave me on the side of the road like a bag of potatoes or trash. Because I have never seen Star Wars.
Oh yeah, no, that's yeah, no. Listen, I'm.
It was backtracking.
Yeah.
Weeks of therapy, and we had a conversation, and I told him, if you apologize, I mean, if you thanked me for delivering him into your life, I would forgive you for not watching Star Wars. And he told me that he would make you watch a marathon.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen.
Listen, you guys are quarantined in. You need to watch, instead of watching Tiger King, watch Star Wars.
So
you have 9 episodes to watch.
Yeah,
very
9
simple.
3-hour movies. That's a big commitment. I've watched it and I will watch it over and
big
over.
Big commitment, you're getting married. There's no commitment bigger. You can't commit to 27 hours with
her. There's no precursor or predecessor to getting married saying you have to watch fucking Star Wars before you walk down the aisle,
people. I would have made a prenup that said you have to watch Star Wars before we get married.
Good luck.
She already said she's not signing no prenup. So we can't put Star Wars into that stuff. But she's right. You did, again, you're both right. You did get me going to the dating. And obviously, had we known as
she got you going into the dating apps?
You did. What? As we started doing that, had I known Melty was out there, obviously, you know, it took me a little while to get to her. But I mean, then she became a big part of us talking on the podcast, of me going from casual dating, serious dating, to, you know, obviously falling in love, getting engaged, to some point shooting our engagement photos. Well, the fuck that may happen. You never sent the samples. You know, she was.
I sent you pictures. I sent you plenty of pictures.
You sent me 3 snaps that disappeared after fucking 7 seconds.
I sent you more than 3 snaps.
I, to this day, have not seen a single picture.
And I've told them this several times.
Listen, I told you. You let me know what you want to do, and I want to tell you if I want to do it.
Okay, then.
So there we go. So there.
Hold on. Go back to this. You know what would have been epic? It would have been epic if she was one of the women that we were swiping on.
No, she wasn't.
That would have been epic.
Not on the show.
I know she wasn't, but that would have been epic.
I swiped on.
I just want to say. I know.
But with that said, well, let me say something to the audience. Just so you... Listen, the audience knows, and I think we've made this go on the podcast. This isn't the first time B-Lo and Melty have interacted. They've met in person. So I want to make sure
yes.
This is clear. Like, we haven't done that. So let's pivot around, because this person that listens to the podcast, we got to meet one of B-Lo's.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about
people off the
air. Oh, no. I do not talk about anything in my life.
See how much doesn't want to go? Well, we'll share whatever you want to share, B-Lo. But the fact of the matter is, you came into my hood, we all had a drink together, and we got
to... It was a very nice thing to go have a drink with you. I was very excited to meet Mrs. T. Mr. and Mrs. T.
And we met someone that, you know, you brought into the city that time, too. And that led to something where, again, I'm not revealing anything new. You've dabbled on the podcast of sometimes of the insanity of some of these... people that you've met, and that happened to be one of them, to become an insane after that. And you shared several stories of that person.
Oh yeah, that was insane. Like, no, it was a couple instances of insanity. That time was a little insane. And I usually talk about that. I will tell you, I will share too much, but I will tell you one. So I went out with someone.
Recently?
And yeah, okay. I mean, it was, it wasn't like during the quarantine. It was a little before the quarantine. And great person. We got along great. We're talking, doing everything right. Went over And you know, I like cats, right? I like cats.
Yeah.
We talked about this. I like cats. I used to have cats. I used to take pictures of cats, buy everything for cats. I like cats.
Yeah.
Right? That's not a secret that I don't like cats. So I said I like cats.
You don't like dogs.
So then I like cats. I don't like, I mean, I like some dogs. I really don't like dogs because I think, anyway, we'll go past that. So perfect. Nice. Get along great. Doing everything great. You know, everything's fine. And then I ended up going over there. And then I get this, like, out of the clear fucking blue. I just don't understand you.
She says you?
Yeah, I'm like sometimes I have to think back and I'm like,
years.
No, I don't understand. No, said that to me.
Yeah.
I don't understand you. I'm like, what do you mean you don't understand me? Like, I'm trying to think, like, and always I hear this stuff. I'm like, did I do something? Like, that could be like, no, I'm just being myself. You told me you like cats. I'm like, yeah, I like cats. I just haven't had a cat in a while. Yeah, but you came over to my house and you didn't pet my cat. I don't know if we can. I'm like, what?
You didn't pet her pussy?
I didn't pet her cat. And I'm like, your cat was like walking around. You told me it was going to bite me. So I was just like being, I mean, I let the cat like smell me. It came up and rubbed on me and all this other stuff. And she's like, well, my cat was dying for you to pick it up. And I'm just going, are you fucking serious? Like, she got mad. You didn't pick up my cat. It was dying for attention. You told me you like cats. And I was just like, no. Then she's like, well, do you want to give this one more try? And I'm like, I'm not even, I just didn't even reply. Really?
You like cats. You want to like try it again?
Not after someone who's going to like go crazy because I didn't pet their cat. I mean, let's think about this. Like, everything else was perfect. Like, great conversations, great energy, great this, great that. And this one even said that. The whole thing was, I did not pet her cat.
Let me ask you this. When the whole incident happened last marathon Monday, which I'm hoping we all could do in September if it continues, because right now the marathon's been moved to September 14th.
So what happened last marathon Monday?
Well, I'm about to get to that. So let me talk about this year. So I'm hoping for everybody listening out there that Bilo and I have talked about marathon Monday. Hopefully we have the Red Sox game and the marathon and it happened September 14th. Last year, when a friend of mine, son of a bitch, went out and flooded burgers in my place, when I don't recall because I was drunk and I was trying to entertain him at the same time, did you pet Tigger?
I must have pet. I don't remember.
I'm just asking. Because
if Tigger came near me, I would have pet Tigger. If Tigger would have came near me and it looked like he wanted to be pet, I would have pet him. Just like this cat. This cat did not want me to pet it. I don't care what anybody says. Like, it came up to me. It came in from outside. It rubbed on me a little bit. And then I went to go, like, let it, like, touch it a little bit. And it gave me that, like, yo. I don't want to be touched right now.
Well, this is a good segue because you have two guys. Melty wasn't a cat person until she met me. So we could talk about a little bit real quick before we get into the Tiger King.
I like cats a lot.
I grew up with cats. I always thought I'd have a dog first. But Tigger is – so Melty is become a Tiger mummy. So, like, I call her Meow-me. So she's a Tigger mommy right now. And
Meow-me.
Meow-me.
No more Melty. It's a Meow-me. That's now stuck. Meow me.
A good force together, mini family. I won't speak for her, but how has that been going, honey, with you and Tigger?
No, meow me.
How's it been being a meow me for the last 2.5 weeks?
It's going okay. It's a day by day thing. He doesn't love me, and that's okay. I think
who doesn't? Tigger? Yeah. You have to give Tigger love, and Tigger will love you.
That's what I tell her, Bilo.
Cats can sense that type of stuff.
Oh my God, with Soul Cat Guys.
I give him breakfast every single morning.
How do you give him breakfast? Do you get down and go, oh, Tigger, here's your breakfast? Or do you like throw it on the floor in the plate?
Yes, I do. Nope.
Tigger sits. He's trying to sit to get his food.
I wash out his bowl. I bring it over, kneel down, put it down for him, pet him as he eats, and then walk away. And then beg for his attention all day long. And he runs to tea. I think he's too attached to tea. I think that's the problem. He has anxiety.
Do you play with any of the little toys with it?
Yes, he has no interest when I touch a toy and try to play with him with it.
So we had in week one, quarantine week one, we had a breakthrough moment of all the times Melty and I have been dating. Obviously, you know, come up in a year. She's been in my place several times with Tigger. He adapted here much quicker than when I moved into the Tea Palace. So he loves it here. He has stairs to run up and down. Like it was like week, it was like night three that those push-ups things that a cat does when they love you, like he always does to me. He climbed up on the couch. I was on the other couch, climbed on the couch to Melty, who was alone, and started doing the push-ups on her. So he reached out to her. He tried to.
You're talking like the kneading?
Yes. So he's baking the bread. And Melody sometimes does not know how to react sometimes when Tigger tries to show affection. So he remembers that. It's like, why am I?
Would she launch him?
No.
So she pulls back. She gets all nervous.
She's like, I did not pull back. I sat there very calmly.
You sure?
Letting him do it. He told me to put my arms down, so and I did. But then he started reaching for other things on my chest. I didn't appreciate that.
Do you think he knows?
That's what I said.
He has no idea. I'm not accusing
him. So then why do you care?
Because I don't want it.
You're not a Meowmy.
You don't truly embrace it, Tigger.
You don't like cats and you don't like Star Wars. What else are we going to find out?
Well, about it.
Well, that's a good segue, right? So we're all talking about cats. We're all being quarantined. B-Lo turned me on to Don't Fuck With Cats. And then Melty and I watched it. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you have not watched this, I think we're talking about how this is saving the world right now. This show is probably the biggest docuseries reality show going. There's so many memes about it. We're about 2 weeks into this thing. I'm hoping we're not too late getting a commentary on it. But Netflix's docuseries, Tiger King. Tiger King, real quick, and I'll let B-Lo and Melty jump onto this description, is about, let's say, one main big cat, exotic animal, Joe Exotic, that has big cats on his Oklahoma big cat farm. He also has other exotic animals. He has a rival, Carol, out in Florida, that they have this whole thing going on against why they have a big beef. She's trying to shut him down. And there's another guy, Doc, who's also a cat herder, big cat herder, who also is sort of a cult leader because he has multiple wives. Joe Exotic has multiple husbands. I cannot make this shit up. There's a lot of white trash, a lot of guns. There's murder. There's meth. Everybody's using fucking.
But there's not a lot of teeth.
There's no teeth. Almost.
A lot of teeth being missing.
There's no shirts.
No shirts. It's this whole fucked up world that it's been going on. It's 7 episodes, 40 to 48 minutes on Netflix. The whole world's talking about it. Tiger King. I'll let Melty go first before we start debating as like a group and what we liked and remember, and that was like my whole sale. Melty, what was your initial reaction when you and I sat down to watch the very first episode of Tiger King?
It was, what am I watching? Like, it's like a slow motion car accident. Like, the more you start watching it, you're like, I can't look away, but I shouldn't be watching this.
So you've been wanting to watch it a few days in quarantine, and I was like, I'm not watching this shit.
Yes.
And then we watched the first episode. I'm like, we gotta watch another one.
Here are my highlights. Husband number one, 3 teeth, no shirt, really shiny nipple rings. That's one.
Bila, what'd you think of husband number one real quick? That's Bila's reaction. What else, Robbie?
Carol, crazy.
Real quick. We'll get this out because I think the whole world knows this. Did Carol kill her first husband? Yes or no, Melvin?
Yes, he absolutely went through the meat grinder.
I read this today that they reopened the investigation.
The sheriff tweeted that he wants more information thanks to the series, and he's opening up the case.
Yeah.
Bilo, did Melty kill her first husband?
Melty wasn't married before.
Yeah,
I hope.
Carol. You said Melty.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Your first husband?
No, I didn't. I haven't.
If you kill him, I won't tell anybody.
So, B-Lo, do you think Carol killed her first husband?
Oh, no doubt.
All right, nothing.
In the meat grinder.
What else?
Doc Ansel, pedophile.
Yes, that's exactly what I thought. Exactly what I thought.
100% those people, when they're getting there, are 16 years old.
So,
wait. You forgot the best guy on that, speaking of pedophiles.
The Craigslist guy?
With the meat?
The guy, yeah.
The raw meat?
Well, there's a whole, that whole slew of people from Vegas, because what's his face?
I forget his name. Jeff Lowe. We'll get into that. Jeff. So, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll let Melty continue. So, there's all these sub-characters. There's husband number one for Joe Exotic, husband number two for Joe Exotic, husband number three for Joe Exotic. Husband number one turned out not to be a gay guy after all, that knocked up the receptionist. Well, so supposedly, ladies and gentlemen, how Joe Exotic got these guys to marry him was by showing them porn and giving them a lot of fucking meth and allowing him to pet his little cub. So Joe's scam was he would get baby tigers and flip them. Basically, have people come in to the zoo, not really a zoo, a farm, and take pictures. And then what did they do when they grew up? And that's what Carol's like, I'm shutting this guy down, blah, blah, blah. And Joe's like, fuck you, Carol. You're not shutting me down. You killed your first husband. And he's taking to the internet, his YouTube channel, his country music songs, and going after Carol.
the whole thing is like, I was watching him, like, and this guy sings, and he has all these husbands, and all he does is shoot blow-up dolls. It is a train wreck, and it's a really bad show, and it's all a bunch of lunatics. And this just gives you, like, a good cross-section of America. Because you have these guys coming from Vegas.
So these, you know, you have these hillbillies, these inbred motherfuckers, these meth heads, how are they allowed to pay taxes? How are they allowed to vote? It's really scary that this fucking exists to me. It's really scary.
I think it was great. I think the whole thing was just great. It was comical. It was comical. And then he's like, oh, I'm not gay. But when you watch porn? Yes, I watch porn. So when you watch porn, do you want to see the girl with a guy with a little thing or a big thing? He goes, oh, I'd rather watch a guy with a big thing. And he goes, you're not as straight as you think.
Not that straight. Yes,
I'm like, this is just wrong. And then he has tattoos, like he tattoos his name all over him and stuff. That
tattoo at the end that he covered up with a bull. Why the bull?
Bilo, you and I got a lot of ink. And we know a lot about tattoos, I would say. Have you ever seen a cover-up done like that where it...
You can still see the word?
It truly didn't cover up. Like, have you ever seen anything like that?
Where do you think he got it? he wants to be on an episode of Bad Tattoos. So...
I'm looking at it like it's the best thing ever. This bull looks good over Joe Exotic's name.
But do you see Joe Exotic? Like, he talked about all his piercings, and then when he went on a date with his second, the third husband, I don't even remember the number. And then he had, like, had the mother of the other guy at the wedding alone. It's just like the whole thing. Like, if you haven't watched it, I do not think it was good as Don't Fuck with Cats. Don't Fuck with Cats to me was more of like, oh my fucking god,
yeah, but
like,
what is going on? That was tough to watch.
That was tough to watch, but it was like, that's freaky because you have these people, like these anonymous people, like tracing down, like looking at pictures and doing this stuff. This was just like watching like the Kardashians or something, some trashy TV is what this turned out to be. But then you're sitting there like, I can't believe that this is like going on. But again, you're in Oklahoma. I mean, Oklahoma, it's a little more.
And I don't know what Doc was. Doc was in Florida.
He was in Carolina. Doc was in Carolina.
I think it might be Carolina.
No, Doc was in Carolina.
Yeah.
Carol was in Florida.
Bilo, like, I'm talking to Melty. Like, I understand some of these Cubs. So Joe clearly was bad at money. Like, he was so stupid that he thought he could burn down this footage. He thought he could shoot the computers and let them on fire. Like, everything would be gone. But where the fuck, before we get to Jeff, where the fuck did Doc get all that money to have a compound? He's literally driving the people making the documentary around saying, that's where my other wife lives, in that house, in that house. Like, they had a shit ton of fucking money.
Well, Joe said that they charge, like, you know, sometimes $300 to $600 for people to pet the cubs. And these are the other people that he had there?
Yeah, and they only pay the girls $100 a week. And the one girl that freed herself was saying...
She lived in a barn with roaches.
She lived in a barn with roaches, and all she got to eat was, like, a slice of molded bread or something.
So, I kept on saying this.
They were all, like, cults. They're, like, all cults in these compounds with tigers.
Before this docu-series, like, and again, and you're very informed, Bilo, you stay on top of that. Besides Siegfried and Roy and their little world going on in Vegas, did you know any of this ever existed in the real world?
No, I knew they had, like, big zoos. I didn't know that was, like, this whole big thing. And the best part was when, disregard, he was running for governor.
And then he was run for, well, president first, and then he settled for governor.
Yeah.
Because
but I do know somebody from Oklahoma. And I did text him And I said, oh. And he actually said to me, he goes, I remember him running for governor. And he goes, oh, and he got put away for a long time recently. I said, yeah. Because he just got sentenced in, what, December?
So, yeah, the docuseries, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't watched, starts with Joe on a phone call from prison. He's like, I'm looking at 79 years. So we don't know what for at the beginning, at the end.
I would like to just point out real quickly before you get to the story that for at least two episodes, you were under the impression that he had killed Carol.
I thought he killed Carol.
He was like, she's dead now. Can you believe it? I'm like, I really don't think she's dead.
I mean, he's talking about how much he wanted her dead. He's literally shooting the Carol dolls. He's putting her head in a fucking jar. I'm like, Carol's got to be dead. And then I'm like, where's this all going? So, ladies and gentlemen, he actually went away for threatening to hire someone, supposedly, to, we'll get into that in a second, to hire this person to go kill Carol and all these animal rights charges. And I don't know if it was, I forget what they call the government animal one. It wasn't PETA, because they're not sanctioned by the government, but they got him on all these animal abuse cases and all this shit. So he had multiple charges. But Carol, during all this, and their rivalry and unearthed, because Joe kept on going on, Joe had their diary and shit, their journal. Joe unearthed that she got her stock by her husband's money, her first husband's money, who went missing in 1997. And he kept on pointing out there, I know you killed your first husband. And she went as far as there's one scene with Joe Exotic is being attacked by his own tigers. He's like, you son of a bitch, I'll shoot you in the fucking head. And he thought somebody put something in his shoes. Carol comes on just like, you know, there's no way a tiger ever attacked you like that unless you, like, you know, they'll eat you if you cover them in like in sardine juice or something. So kind of like giving up that she probably covered her first husband in sardine oil, whatever the fuck it is. So,
well, that's exactly what I'm thinking too. Is like, if you have all those tigers, man, why are you going to put them in a meat grinder? You just let the tigers eat them.
Well, the one specialist on this saying if they did it like that, there would be bone. Like, you'd be able to find the bone. The tigers couldn't eat the bone. Then another specialist said, no, they're so acidic that their stomachs could digest the bone. Like, this show gets deep into that shit. But it's, Gabula. Okay. Well, on the top of all that, I mean, they keep on going back to Doc and his, you know, he's pitching his story. There is a fourth person that comes in called Jeff Lowe. Jeff is a Vegas person, right, Bilo and Melody? It's basically, Joe goes to him and gets some financing. He kind of takes over the farm, bails Jeff out and bails Joe out because he's having trouble losing everything. And Jeff is another shady son of a bitch.
Yes. Well, we have to remember that he bailed Joe out because Joe was saying all these defamatory things against Carol. And she put a lot, she
went after his whole him, yeah, his parents.
She sued him and he owed her $1 million.
Yes. And he couldn't pay any of it. And so Jeff had to come bail him out. And then Joe was writing bad checks.
Yes.
On Jeff's account.
He was robbing from Jeff.
Yeah, his account, for his governor campaign run.
Yeah, so when he was running for governor, he started siphoning money from the new Jeff-owned company. But also, and I don't want to leave this out here, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Exotic, and again, I don't know if you haven't seen it, but for those who have, he has his hair dyed in a blonde mullet, shaved on the sides. He has an earring in his eyebrow. He has multiple earrings in both ears. He has shitty tattoos. He's like 50-something years old. This is a 5-year documentary. It goes on from 2015 to 2020.
He was, because he was like 32 years older than his husband.
Yes.
Or something like that. And he had a pierced penis.
And he makes it known he has a pierced penis, which is Prince Albert. He makes that known in the fucking – he just shares a lot of information. So on top of that, he's sharing like what's being filmed. He clearly burned down the footage because the guy battling him from the TV show wants his stuff back. He fucking burns it down. One famous scene, and you probably may have heard of it or not, there is a part earlier on in the docuseries, like episode number 2 or 3, a person on his staff is feeding a tiger, supposedly, and again, the tiger is probably just attacked, but he spun it as the employee getting put in the hand through the cage, and she turns out to be, I saw online recently, a transgender person, had the hand almost torn off to the point where Jeff had to go put on an EMS jacket first before he could address the matter, run into the gift shop to tell all the regular patrons in there.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to let you know, you hear before you hear.
That was Joe who said that.
Yes.
Yes, it was Joe. I'm sorry, I was saying Joe Exotic. Joe runs in and says, before you hear from anyone else, an employee was putting their arm through the tiger cage and had it torn off. So we are willing to offer you a refund or a rain check. And the people in the gift shop just drop and fucking look at him. And then he goes in the back and yells at his staff. He's like, I ain't never going to recover from this financially. So Joe is very concerned. He's very bad with money. And this person, again, get back to the cult aspect, like Doc, but Joe, his staff is so loyal to him. This person goes into the hospital and says, you know, I got to go help Joe because they're going to, you know, smear him. Carol's going to smear him, spin it the wrong way. She tells the doctors to cut off her fucking hand and goes back to work 5 days later.
5 days later.
And she had to go back because she didn't want to be out too long to her job. Listen, I don't even understand. That whole thing is like a cult following. It just goes to show you like how some people just follow like things that you just don't even make any sense.
They're so loyal. I mean, following you.
I feel so bad for the cats and the monkeys.
I feel bad for the animals too. But
I feel very badly for them.
Carol was trying to save them, but Joe uncovered that years ago, Carol was doing the same fucking thing he was doing.
With the rabbits. Remember, like, they beat up the rabbits and they had pictures of them with the dead rabbits?
Yeah.
I mean, you just kind of have to watch the show. It's crazy. So I did binge it because, you know, I did honor, for the most part, you know, staying in the house.
Well, so that's the thing, right? Everybody's making all these memes that who would have thought this would be the thing that would save the country or unite us, that this hillbilly, these meth heads, these crazy sons of bitches, as we're all quarantined, what about, like, that's a perfect thing for Netflix. Who would have thought? Any of the time, this would not be a, you know, forget about let's, you know, don't fuck with cats. Making a Murderer, that was one of the biggest docuseries ever.
Well, they had other ones. I Love You Now Die. They had Don't Fuck with Cats. They had a lot of other good
ones. But I Love You Now Die was on HBO, like Netflix for them.
Oh, was it HBO?
Yeah, what Netflix. Perfect timing to, this was released in like the next day, we get fucking quarantined. And this started trending. And people are like, I gotta watch this. And I've never seen something get turned into so many memes and bits. And everybody knows Joe Exotic.
Every other minute, somebody sends me a new one.
Yeah, I'm guilty of that. I've sent it to everybody I know when we start off the podcast and be in the background. But so for anybody out there, be a little melty. Obviously, we talked about it. As weird as it is, what have you been recommending it, or would you recommend it, Melty?
I recommended it to everyone at work. Everyone at work has now watched it, and everyone agrees that it is amazing. I will agree with you, B-Low, and it kills me to do this. not as good as Don't Fuck with Cats. Because Don't Fuck with Cats was, like, suspenseful. It kept you on the edge.
Yeah, and you get angry. Yes. Like, and you're just like, this is crazy. Like, these people are doing this. That other thing was just, like, to me, it was just, like, trash TV.
Yeah. This is, like,
I agree.
What are you watching? But you can't stop watching it.
Yes.
It provides good content. Whereas Don't Fuck with Cats, like, you don't want to relive it, but you also can identify as one of those people that would follow.
Well, this was 7 episodes, which I thought was a little long. To follow up with what you're saying, Don't Fuck with Cats was when I sat down, I watched the entire series, and I thought it was a half hour long, and it was almost 3 hours.
Yeah.
Right? Because it captivated me that much, and it just like went by just like that, and all of a sudden it was over. This one, it did sneak up on me, the ending as well. I have to admit.
I will
it's
say.
It's just kind of like I was watching.
Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off. But Don't Fuck with Cats also had like an ending, like it had a good arc. To it, whereas yes. Don't Fuck with Cats or Tiger King was, it kind of left you wanting more because it was trash, one, and two, they never really closed out what happened at the end with the whole PETA thing.
So if you guys have been following at home or hear us three on the podcast, there is the guy said he has so much footage and obviously everybody the way we're reacting, a couple things have since happened. Doc, at the end of that series, you see he's been being investigated for his shady practices. Jeff supposedly is being investigated too. Joe has filed a $94 million lawsuit from prison to try to get out and get back and get freedom because he feels like he's been set up by Jeff. He's also happy with his celebrity status. There is a rapper, Cardi B, who's starting a GoFundMe to pay for his legal fees and attorneys and whatnot. So the whole world's reacting. So obviously Joe wants to come out and be a superstar. Like Making a Murderer, I guarantee there's going to be a part two, some sort of follow-up, whether it's a one-off special or series. But for us here back at, you know, at Melty's house, we kind of have a running gaffe, and I'm going to spin this back into us loving cats, B-Lo. She is now calling me the Tigger King because with Tigger and my love for Tigger, I've been deemed around this house
T-Exotic.
T-Exotic, the Tigger King. with my little kitty over here, and I'm walking around.
You have a Prince Albert?
I don't have a Prince Albert.
You should get one. Then you can be Tea Exotic.
But I was talking about that. Maybe I'll go out and get a blonde wig and dress as Joe Exotic if we're allowed to go out for Halloween.
I'm going
to
be husband number one.
She'll black out her teeth. So
Saw another thing too, where there's a story where he wanted to tell everybody to get his teeth fixed.
He did get
his teeth fixed. He did. You didn't see the picture online? So he's obviously got the kid now.
No, that's what I'm saying. I saw that. I read it where he's like, he wanted to let everybody know that he got his teeth fixed.
Well, that was the other thing. If Joe was flipping all that, whatever it was, I know he didn't have a lot of money, but as he's siphoning from his own company, Jeff's company, for the campaign, you couldn't come up with like, you know, $10,000-$12,000 to throw some fucking teeth in husband number one's mouth.
Maybe he liked the kid without any teeth. You ever think of that?
Some dark, kinky shit below, but yeah, possibly. I could have been down that road.
That was just crazy, man. Just like with him going on a date, I was all grossed out. Just did you see how like disgusting their houses were?
But the way he was living in those trailers, like it was fucking... So real quick, before we do that...
In Oklahoma, you remember, it gets hot down there.
The Craigslist...
I mean, it's not like living up in like New England area where it gets like, you know, it's 30 degrees, you know, 9 months out of the year. You're down there where it's like 100 degrees and, you know... You're cooking
little,
out there.
One little tidbit that, you know, we also had in there, that he hired a guy from Craigslist who never had anything to do with big animals or a farm. This guy clearly like was either on drugs or an alcoholic passing out during the interviews. But something that Joe did to feed the animals, he got donations of old meat from like Walmarts, and they would feed the animals. But before they did that, these poor broke employees would take the fucking meat to eat them. So much so that Joe, as shady as he was, and I don't know if he's shady or just a smart businessman, he took some of those meats and used it to open up a pizza shop on the zoo property.
Yeah.
Serving people coming to the zoo pizza made of these fucking day-old products from Walmart. It was fucking nasty. So this whole thing, ladies and gentlemen, long story short, we were entertained. Most of America was entertained. It's something to watch. I think we all recommend it. It's some of the craziest shit you'll ever see. But we've been going almost a full hour. I wanted to bring it back to all of us, the three of us, for the first time. Melty, Bilo, and T together on the T podcast. Talk about the Tiger King. Any parting thoughts or comments? Bilo for Melty, Melty for Bilo, because I know the two of you wanted to get together.
Well, we're going to get together. We're going to have our own podcast. That's what I want. And then we can talk one-on-one without you interrupting, because you wouldn't let us talk. You're already in the middle. Look at that. You have a brush down the side. I'm looking at a screen.
It up to the
you're taking up. You're talking. You're taking up three quarters of the screen. She's like pushed off to the side. I see half her face.
Control.
So you're just gonna be like, and if I would ask a question, she would say something. You like elbow her or do something. No, I don't like that.
You're lying to the audience. Melty, I did not elbow you. You guys have free reign.
I didn't say you did. I said you would.
No, say whatever the fuck you want. Go ahead.
Rapid fire, five questions. Go.
I do it to you all the time, Bilo. Bilo, you don't want to know the listener audience, like us living together for the last 3 weeks under these fucking circumstances?
Well, let me, if you want me to have five questions, I can come up with five questions. Is he as much of an asshole as he tries to be?
Yes.
Okay. You really going to leave everything like that?
No, you're not an asshole.
You actually say that. I'm not trying to change her way, but she actually tells me all the time.
See, this is why, this is why I am not doing this, because
all right, lean
forward into the camera. No.
You're on mute.
Oh, you hit spacebar, mute. I forgot about that. And you can unmute. I forgot that because that's...
No, because it's one thing to like lie, entertain.
No, because I can't ask you a question. You're like, do you really think that? You can't let them think that?
So I'm an asshole.
See? No, forget it. No, I lost my thunder.
Ask the next one. He's not really an asshole, I will say that.
No.
Come on, we're not to stop. The audience is getting bored. They wanted to see the two of you together. You do at least two more questions.
Why do you like him?
Oh, that's a
hard one. I'm looking at Melvin.
I don't know. I mean, I do know, but...
What do you mean you do know, but you don't know?
I do know. It's hard.
Why like Bilo? Love me. Why does she love me?
Well, let's start with liking, okay?
Fuck. You can love someone and still not like them. I can like 90% of my family like that.
Why do I like him? I think he is very... considerate of other people, even though he puts on an act like he is not.
Thank you. God bless America. I say this to him all the time. He has this tough guy act, and he's going to be the first one crying in the corner.
What?
Yes, I would agree with that.
I don't cry in the corner.
I would agree with that. He acts very tough about things, but he is not. He's a big softy. And he... See,
we all have his number.
Yep.
Yeah.
He is very neurotic and doomsday. I said this morning. He's very doomsday about things, but it's kind of endearing, like in a very endearing way. Like, oh, well, we're going to be stuck inside for the next 6 months and we better stockpile guns.
I'm prepared for every scenario.
It's not going to get to that. So let's simmer down, but it's endearing.
No, you better stockpile guns because give this another 2 weeks and there's going to be huge civil unrest. People are bored. You can't watch sports. They can't watch anything. I mean, what do? You have to deal with like watching Joe Exotic and you're going to want to start shooting people.
True.
Because that's what he does all the thing. I mean, it's just like.
Yep. He's very considerate to his family and very loving of his family, even though he will, you know, give them a hard time.
Does he make you tingle?
Tingle? I don't know if tingle's the right word. And he is very thoughtful and considerate.
I think that's deja vu. We just repeated that.
I know.
I wanted to hear about his multiple personalities.
He does, yes. So, and he has...
And the last question is, does he really have little man's disease?
Yes.
Thank you, listening audience. They forced me to ask questions. You twisted my arm.
Little man's disease. That I'm short and like Napoleon. That I have a complex.
Wait a second. I was asking the questions, not you. See, this is why I did not want to talk to her.
So, well, hold on. The listening audience, you're going to say little as what?
No, I have a good answer. Your bark is much bigger than your bite. Like, it's very...
Around small. You.
Not even around me. I would say it's very easy to get you to back down because you get very riled up. You like to punch fast, but.
I like Melty. You can keep her. Please have her on every week.
A little behind it. Okay. Let's remember this the next time we have a road race.
You're a big, strong
man. Let's remember this, that I have been saying, and we'll continue to say, in 9 months, we're going to have a lot of babies and a lot of divorces.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
Well, we're going to come out of this, hopefully, heading towards a wedding.
We will.
Maybe.
One way or another.
Well, there you go. So there is the take.
You know what? You could do a Zoom wedding. You know, I do want to say, my last thing I want to say is, I feel really badly for all of, like, the seniors in high school, you know, they couldn't have, like, senior week. This proms are all messed up. A lot of the seniors in college, their graduations have been pushed back. A lot of kids can't finish internships and do all this other stuff. Like, it's actually really, like, a big thing. Forget the economical portion of it. I mean, yes, the country is going to get, you know, decimated to a point. But, like, all of these things, I saw pictures of funerals where nobody was there. I mean, these are things that are all happening. That you can't control, right? Yeah, so all these kids were supposed to...
Complexes up to senior citizens. We have them here in the Boston area where there are senior citizens, like, just dying and they can't go in to help them. We have veterans' homes. Like, there's been a few reported that have happened. Like, they are just dying in their homes and nobody can get in there right now.
It's, yeah, it's a lot of things going on that you don't really think about. And it puts it in perspective that... You know,
yeah, but like the whole mass deaths happening here in the Boston area.
What do you mean mass deaths? I didn't hear of any mass deaths.
There is a complex in Revere, where senior citizen complex, where there have been...
The veterans home had like a bunch of guys sick. One veterans home had a bunch of guys sick, and they only said a small portion of them had...
13 died in Holyoke.
Invisible. Right? Yeah, but they only validated like 4 of them died from the invisible enemy.
Because they're looking into that. But people, how else do you think they fucking died in there? So,
you know, listen. When, you know, I saw the headlines. I see, we could go on for this forever, but.
Well, that's kind of.
Made a big deal, but.
I don't want to like turn negative because we had a fun time with the Tiger King and us, you know, you two bad-mouthing me on my old podcast.
We didn't bad-mouth you. This is why we wanted to be alone and talk on the podcast. We did.
No, she didn't agree with you.
Because look, she's afraid to like talk now. She's like the little tiger in the cage.
I'm not afraid to talk.
She's never afraid to talk. She always speaks her mind.
I'm just kidding.
But anyway. So I brought together myself, Melty the fiance, Bilo the co-host, for one podcast only, because we'll probably never ever do this.
No, we're going to do another one. We need to get a group photo.
Group photo? We don't all under hats? Like, what do you want to do? Group photo.
Yeah, you have to wear a Trump hat.
Don't worry about it. You can wear yours. I don't want to actually do a group photo. I want you to do our engagement photos. Why don't you send along some photos so we could give the listening audience an update to what type of work Bilo does. I know what type of work.
Bilo does great work. Bilo does great work.
In your head.
And you tell me what you want to do, and I'll tell you if I want to do it.
We want to look like an engaged couple about to get fucking married. Is that enough description? What do you want us to do? Thank you for turning your phone on in the middle of my podcast, Bilo. It's very helpful.
There weren't a lot of texts.
Oh, my God. All right, Bilo. Melty. Anything you want to, before I wrap this up, anything you want to leave the listening audience? Wait, hold on. So I do this to Bilo all the time, ladies before gentlemen. Melty, where can the listening audience find you on social media?
Oh, no. I was supposed to remember the name.
It's Melty the fiance.
Melty.
Is it all one word? Any underscores?
There are underscores. So it's Melty _the_ the fiance.
And you don't post enough.
Says this fucking guy right here. So Melty the fiance on Instagram. Bilo, where can the listening audience find you?
I have to post all my meals. Bilo the co-host on Instagram. BILOTHECOHOST.
So ladies and gentlemen, if you like the podcast with T, Melty, and Bilo, again, please subscribe, come to iTunes, review, comment, share, tell your friends about the dynamic between a guy, his good buddy as a co-host, and his fiance, and the crazy shit that we talk about. If you like what we had to say about the Tiger King or our updates, Bilo and I have been giving you updates, and I'm trying to do a couple of podcasts a week. Maybe Bilo and I will return later on this week as we're all quarantined at home. But if you're liking what you're hearing from the T Podcast, please subscribe on iTunes.
Rate, review, subscribe.
There you go. And Bilo, until next time, you say goodbye to everyone before I wrap it up. Melty?
This has been fun. Bye, Bilo. Maybe I'll see you.
Bye. Next. It was a pleasure. We should do this again.
Yeah. I mean, maybe not too soon, but like maybe again.
All right. Until next time, always take it there.
Listen to both T and Bilo on the T Podcast every Thursday on iTunes and tblog.com. You can send comments and questions along to both T and Bilo at t@t-blog.com. That's t@t-blawg.com. The show has now ended. T and Bilo have taken it there.